What does it really mean to be living on purpose? Can everyone achieve this, or is it just some lofty goal that only a few will truly reach? In today's episode, I want to share how I believe you are living out your purpose right now, even if it doesn't feel like it. That's because there are four stages to living on purpose, and all of them are purposeful, even if you don't yet realize it. You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, a place for you to reconnect with your inner and higher guidance to navigate your path and purpose. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs, an author, speaker, mentor, and energy forecaster who moved out of a job in public relations into a whole new life, one intuitive nudge at a time. And I believe you can follow your intuition and change your life too. So to explore this concept of living on purpose or living out our purpose, we may first need to start with what does living on purpose actually mean? And so there's a few things here that I would like to share with you. The first is a distinction that I think is really important, and that is that our purpose, at least when I refer to it, is not the same thing as our career. Now, we can make them the same thing eventually, but in my work, they're not the same thing. I also believe that we have a moment-to-moment purpose. And so in each and every moment, there is something that we're called to be and to do and to share. So in this immediate moment, I am recording this. And so my moment-to-moment purpose is to be fully here, fully engaged, and delivering this message as best I can today. Your moment right now, for example, is to receive this message. Now, many of you may be multitasking. I know many of you listen to this on a Monday morning as you're getting ready for your week. Maybe you're driving, or maybe you're trying to get the kids out the door. And so perhaps there's an example already of how you may be multitasking in this moment. Now, what we're also going to see that there's a slightly bigger moment to moment. So there's that immediate, what am I doing right now? Who am I with? And where do I need to be present? But there's sort of a bigger theme to a moment. And so maybe you're in a particular moment in your life where you're called to be present with your children. Or maybe you're in a phase of your life where you're empty nesting and your focus, your purpose, your reason for being is shifting and changing. When we are present each and every moment, we will notice when the call of the time changes. And for anyone who's followed my work for any length of time knows that I live this. I fully embrace it, even though it can be challenging. And it is often why I'm called to offer a particular program at a time or to offer one-on-one work at a particular time. And then that moment changes. Now, if we live our life this way, by the time we reach the end of our lives, wherever that may be, an overarching purpose is going to emerge. And so our life's purpose is something that sort of adds up over time. So if I give a really quick example here, my shift from PR to giving psychic readings and then developing that out into teaching, into writing a book, creating my framework, that has evolved over time. And of course, I have now made a career out of it, but that was the icing on the cake. I was doing readings for free in the beginning. So it doesn't have to be that our purpose and our career are the same thing, but I do believe if we follow this pathway, we end up making them one and the same. So living on purpose then requires us to be present. It requires us to be listening to our intuition and our guidance system. So maybe that's working with your spiritual support team or turning oracle cards or just simply listening to your intuition and your four bodies. So not only do we need to be present to that, we then need to live from there in each and every moment that we possibly can. It's about being who we are in those moments more than what we do. Now, I'd like to also highlight here before we get too much further into today's episode that at the core, we all actually have the same simplistic purpose. And I believe that is to reconnect to our essence and then live it. So in that way, we all have the same purpose, but we're each going to bring a very unique flavor to it. Now, that can be influenced by our life's purpose, which is going to be revealed throughout that sort of overarching accumulation of all of our present offerings. And it can be influenced by our soul's purpose. And so, yes, there is a distinction between our life purpose and our soul purpose. Now, in my first book, you already know, I do go a little deeper into these distinctions, but I want to really briefly touch on it here. Now, to me, our life's purpose is about remembering who we are, why we're here, and expressing that unique soul assignment in this lifetime. It's where that individual flavor comes in. And so all of the experiences that we're having in this particular lifetime are influencing and shaping how our soul's purpose is going to be expressed and explored in this lifetime. Now, our soul's purpose is unique to our soul, and our soul is that part of us which has incarnated lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. So if I use myself as the example, in this lifetime as Helen Jacobs, my life's purpose is to bring this work forward in a way that makes sense to me. At a very human level, I love writing, I love teaching, I love sharing and working with people. And so, of course, you can see how that's come together in the work that I do. While my soul's purpose, I believe there are multiple layers to it, but it's really been about this connection to spirit. It's been about expression and voice. And so that soul purpose has been reoccurring across many, many, many lifetimes. And I have experienced clairvoyantly many of those lifetimes where my soul has also explored this spirituality, my connection with spirit, and my ability to express. So a very quick introduction there to some of these concepts. As I said, I do go deeper into those in You Already Know, but I wanted you to have a really quick understanding if you're brand new to me here today, because it's going to help as we move into the rest of today's episode, where I want to share with you what I've observed over many, many years of working with spirit and working with thousands of people. And that is that there seems to be, at least as I see it now, four stages of living on purpose. Now, these four stages are releasing what's not working, discovering what is working, embedding the new reality, and then living on purpose. And all four phases here, or each of these four stages of living on purpose, are all purposeful. But we have to go through those early phases of feeling like we don't know what it is before we truly feel like we are living on purpose. We are not just living on purpose in the last phase. We are on purpose in the first three phases as well. So let's go a little bit deeper into each of these. So the first phase that I've observed is where we're releasing what's not working. Now, this is typically where people feel off purpose. There's likely to be anger or frustration, disconnection, disillusion. There's a real sense here that you're not where you thought you ought to be. This is incredibly useful. It's actually a very important part. And so it's typically where our mind thinks we're off purpose or off path, but to soul, we're right on track. Now, in this phase, it's usually where I would ask you to come back within yourself, to connect or reconnect with yourself, your intuition, and to listen. Where maybe before you weren't listening. So the focus on this stage is about seeing that frustration, the roadblocks, the challenges, the resistance, and using it, actually recognizing it as a sign, recognizing it as a signpost that perhaps you're veering down a pathway that you're not really meant to be on. Now, it's still useful. You're not necessarily off track because you need to know that you are veering somewhere that wasn't necessarily the end point for you, but it is useful. So the focus here is on the clearing and the healing. It's about letting go. It's about releasing who and what is not working. And so this will often feel like you're systematically moving through every corner of your life and questioning it. This is often where you will be making choices, or life is going to bring you choices, such as a significant change in your job or in your career. It may be a significant health concern. It may be loss or grief of someone or something in your life. It's often where some sort of big impact happens in our life that's asking us to change. If you work with the Little Sage Oracle card deck, if you're pulling cards like Life Lessons, Life Purpose, Clean and Clear, Set Free, you know, these sorts of cards are usually a pretty good indicator that you're in this phase. I've got to say, this is not a fun phase to be in, but it is incredibly powerful, incredibly purposeful. The next phase that I've observed then is discovering what does work. Now, this is really the phase where we begin to follow our intuition, not just as something to help guide us step by step in our outer world, but we actually realize the value of allowing it to go or to lead us inwards. In this phase, we're really recognizing that the work is an inside job. So you really are beginning to follow an inner pathway. In this phase of discovering what does work, we've cleared out what's not working and we're a little bit curious. And so this phase is akin to restoring. This is where we're going to be receiving guidance to have fun, to create new stimulus, new people. This is a phase where we're seeking, we're trialing. We would really want to be focusing on pleasure here for pleasure's sake. So trying new things, experimenting, trying new classes, making new friends. Maybe we're dating. Maybe there's a phase here of it's basically an influx of new stimulus, new people, new ideas. This is a stage of curiosity. There's a childlike innocence and wonder about following your interests, following the breadcrumbs, so to speak. And sometimes it will lead us to what feels like dead ends, but it's all part of helping us determine what is bringing us alive. So this is the phase where following our bliss can be useful. But if we haven't done the work in the first phase, this phase doesn't really take us anywhere. So again, if you're working with the Little Sage Oracle card deck, this is where you're likely to consistently be pulling cards like Inner Child, Explore, Have Fun, Creativity, Indulge. So if you're consistently getting cards like that, then it's a pretty good sign that you may be in this phase. Okay, let's then look at the next phase, which is really about embedding the new reality. So this phase dawns on us when we've cleared out what wasn't working, we've been trying lots of new things, meeting new people, being stimulated, filling up our energy, feeling that zing, the excitement of the new. And inevitably, we're going to happen upon, remember, be called to the thing. So this is where we start to realize that there's the beginning of an idea, an interest, the development of a talent. Maybe we start to see, hey, this could be a business, or this could be, you know, a really viable side project, but it's kind of only a seedling. So think of this as that deeper calling or the vision. Perhaps it's a realization that sets in. Now, in this phase, you don't necessarily have all the answers or all the steps. It's also where your head is going to want to rush in and take this idea and run with it. But really, this phase is like the conception. And this is what I would call the conception of your soul seed. So your soul seed is really that big calling or feeling or message, the important thing that has to be birthed through you and from you and out into the world. So if we are working with this concept of seeds, in the first couple of phases, you're really turning the soil. You're clearing it of the previous harvest, and now you're really ready to plant. Maybe it's even multiple seeds. And so you want to see what is going to take hold. And you're going to probably start putting a lot of effort into ensuring that the seed that you want to take hold is nourished, that it has the resources, the energy, the sun, the light, the nourishment that it needs here. So you may want to begin mapping a way forward here, but it must be done intuitively. Now, again, if you're working with the Little Sage Oracle card deck, you may actually see life lessons and the life purpose card turn up here again, but it's also likely to be accompanied this time by the Four Flows card, Expression, or even the Path and Purpose card. If you're in this phase, I would recommend really looking into soul seed mentoring with me. Perhaps a VIP day would be a fit, or even one of my Path and Purpose sessions. And ultimately, that 1 hour Path and Purpose session allows us to best determine where you're up to and what supports you would need. It's somewhat of a diagnostic tool, if you like. So this is that sort of fun stage where we're just beginning to understand what we might be here to offer in the world. And then it gives way to that fourth phase, which is truly living on purpose. And so this is that phase that we're all sort of, frankly, idolizing. We think that this is the pinnacle, but by itself, it's not the be-all and end-all, and actually those first three phases are incredibly important and purposeful. Now, when we reach the phase of truly living on purpose, there's a new normal, and it's being lived from the inside out. It's where that seedling, that calling, the truth effectively of who we are is the driving force. So when we're living on purpose, we're truly guided by the feeling and the sensation of the purpose itself. It's where we take that seedling to a thriving project or a thriving business or a thriving momentum in whatever way you're called to share yourself with the world. So here your seed has really bloomed and it's blossoming, but it still needs a lot of support to nurture it and grow it. Now, this is very much the kind of work I support people with in the Soulseed VIP days. Those VIP days work best with people who have been through those early phases. They've got somewhat of a vision, they've made some traction already, but we're really needing to do a lot of reinforcement work in our inner self so that we can express this work and share ourselves and the work far and wide. So again, this is really where we're seeing a lot of expressing. We're showing up as our full self. We have to move through our vulnerabilities and move through, you know, old beliefs and old limitations in order to take what we have inside and bring it outwards. So those first few phases are really taking us inwards, and then we're coming outwards with whatever is being alchemized within. And so it doesn't have to always be a book or a business or a message or a movement. It may be the way you're parenting your children or the way you're showing up in your community. But in the work that I do with people, I like to work with those who are creating it in a way like, you know, a business, a project, or some bigger offering. So I guess the next question that you're asking is, how do you know what stage you're in? First and foremost, trust your intuition. Do a little check-in here and just feel which stage you might be in. Was there one of these phases that really jumped out to you while I was talking? And if so, it's a pretty good chance that that is the phase that you're in. You may like to listen to this episode a few times, maybe take some of these concepts into meditation and ask your spiritual support team for guidance. They're only going to be more than happy to talk to you about this. I've also hinted throughout today's episode that many of the oracle cards match up. And so you may like to pull some oracle cards to determine what phase you're in. And so it could be reflecting upon the cards that you have been pulling for some time, or you may like to specifically pull cards asking what phase you're in. And if you do need help on working with the cards and understanding how to maximize them, my Mastery of the Oracle course could be a great help for you. Now, of course, most things with our soul aren't so linear, and there's not always a clear delineation between each of the four phases. Of course, there's an ebb and a flow. There's a back and a forth. And so sometimes we can have an inkling of our soul seed while we're still doing the clearing work. And so hopefully what I've shared with you here today helps you to understand that being present to this moment, being present to who and what is here, is always purposeful. Those early stages are part of your purpose. For me, feeling so off track, feeling that level of depression and anxiety and real misery was the very thing that allowed me to get to where I am today. And so you, my friend, are not off track. You are exactly where you need to be. And hopefully now you have a few more clues about what to do with the phase you are in. Hey, you've made it to the end of another episode, but maybe you still want more? Hit subscribe on your podcast app so you never miss an episode, or sign up at helenjacobs.co for my free weekly energy forecasts so they land in your inbox every Monday morning.